Welkom bij een nieuwe editie van In Jazz Radio. Vandaag weer met een aflevering in onze serie On The Road. Mijn naam is Co de Kloet en ook vandaag zijn we weer in de jazzclub van het Prins Claus Conservatorium in Groningen. En daar ben ik niet alleen. Ja, in de vorige editie dat we hier waren, hebben we het uitvoerige gehad met Ansel Klooster over de grote jazzscene die Groningen eigenlijk is. Hij noemde het Cuba van Nederland in jazztermen. En de eerste groep die vandaag gaat spelen, dat zijn allemaal mensen die hier gestudeerd hebben of studeren. Een trio bestaande uit twee muzikanten uit Griekenland en eentje uit Roemenië. En ik ga zo meteen met de leider van het trio praten. Maar eerst stel ik jullie voor aan de slagwerkster en dat is Alexia Harba. Op contrabas Alexandros Markidis. En de componist en pianist van dit trio is Dimitrios Karkoulias. En het stuk wat ze nu gaan spelen heet Franco Siriani. Franco Siriani, enjoy. De muziek van Dimitrios Karkoulias en zijn trio. Dimitrios, welcome in our InJazz program. Wonderful music. I have a few questions for you. When I listen to this piece, I hear a lot of you, but I also hear a lot of influences. Am I correct?
First of all, it's amazing to be here. Nice to meet you in person. And of course, that's our job, a little bit, to bring those influences and hopefully create something new, something exciting, something fresh.
Can you give us the names of some of your heroes, people that you are really inspired by?
Oh, yeah, of course. I started piano listening to my mother, first of all, so I cannot exclude her from the list. But, of course, Oscar Peterson and Bill Evans, Wynton Kelly, Mulgrew Miller, some of the people that really inspired me.
The big legends from jazz history. How do you feel as a young contemporary composer and pianist in the music scene? How do you see your own place in that?
It's hard work, for sure. The amount of recordings and the recorded music is insane. It's not even possible to access and integrate. I'm just trying to be honest and in the moment every time I play or I compose.
When I came here today, I almost fell on the slippery sidewalk. The temperature is -5, I think. It feels like -10. So my next question is, what is a talentful young composer from Greece doing in Groningen?
I came here. Yeah, let off with metaphors. I came here because of the fantastic USA program, first of all. That's a huge attraction for us as internationals because we can meet Americans and also the rest of the staff. It was like a big family here for me. So, yeah, the weather can be a tough thing, especially if you are used to different temperatures. But sometimes we bring this repertoire to also remind us, like, yeah, of the good weather, yeah.
Beautiful trio. How did you find these musicians?
We just met here, actually. Both of them have a very unique thing, and they are playing a lot. And, yeah, we are a close circle here in Groningen. It's a smaller town, so we are more close. We play often. These are my colleagues and friends.
Yeah. Piano trio, drums, bass, piano, a very classic setup in jazz. How do you look or find your own sound within that tradition?
Yeah, as I said, the most important word for me is honesty, but I'm always trying to have a mix of the really swinging kind of Oscar Peterson piano trio that I love with a more intellectual romantic, as you would say, like the Bill Evans or the Keith Jarrett trio. It's very tough. I have to make some decisions sometimes about the sound and my direction. I'm not there yet, but I'm finding my way slowly.
It's a beautiful trio. You're going to play one more piece for us with your fellow musicians. Do I pronounce it like Poso Lipame?
Yes, it means I'm very, very sorry that we lost so many years and I didn't meet you before. It's a love song.
Okay. Let's hear it. Een groot applaus graag voor het trio van Dimitrios Karkoulias. Alexia Harper on the drums, Alexandros Markidis on the bass en Dimitrios Karkoulias, piano en composities. Wow. Thank you so much. Prachtig trio. En wil je meer informatie over dit trio? Stuur mij gewoon een e-mail. co@injazz.nl. Co met een C. co@injazz.nl. Ja, we gaan nu snel ombouwen hier in de jazzclub van het Prins Klaus Conservatorium. Want we hebben een grote formatie die zometeen hier live gaat spelen. Daarom even een track van een cd. En degene die de vorige editie hebben gehoord, die hoorde toen een live optreden van pianist-componist Bulo Klat. En hij gaf me toen een cd. En daar wil ik graag een track van laten horen. Dit is een stuk dat heet Bob's Groove. CD. En dit stuk heette Bob's Groove. Ik zal binnenkort nog wat meer tracks van die cd laten horen. Maar nu weer live muziek hier in de jazzclub van het PCC. En een groep van muzikanten die ik ken vanuit een ander conservatorium, het Conservatorium van Amsterdam, waar ook heel veel internationale studenten aanwezig zijn altijd. En ik heb al deze muzici leren kennen daar. En ik weet dat ze in heel veel verschillende groepen spelen. Maar tot mijn grote verrassing en ook vreugde kwam ik erachter dat een student waar ik veel samen mee werk, David, een pianist en componist, een eigen formatie heeft. En daar hoorde ik wat tracks van. Ik zei, wauw. Kom zo snel mogelijk hier in InJazz spelen. En hier zijn ze dan. Ik ga ze aan u voorstellen. Ik begin met de cello's, want die hoor je niet zo gek veel in de jazz. Niet genoeg in elk geval, vind ik. Maar we hebben twee geweldige muzikanten die dat prachtige instrument bespelen. De eerste is Flavia Escartin. Flavia Escartin op cello. En Oriron. Oriron op cello. Achter de drummers. Is het Guy or Guy? Guy Abada on the drums. Ze heeft ook een duo met een pianist, Evan van der Veen. Daar ga ik zo meteen nog iets over vertellen. Maar nu is ze in de groep van David en dat is Carolina Gemmel. En ik had het al over hem. My good friend, a great composer, piano player and an overall nice person, I can tell you. David Soruganov. And the name of the band is The Rabbits. Enjoy. Thank you.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop choosing hate. 'Cause I won't stop hoping. I won't stop hoping. 'Cause I won't stop hoping.
De groep heet The Rabbits en dat is de groep van David Zeruganov. En voordat wij meer muziek van hun gaan horen, wil ik toch even een paar dingen aan David vragen. David, welcome in jazz. Wow, stop it. There's about 25 questions I would like to ask now. So let's start with one. You won't stop hoping and stop using hate. This little mini opera, as I call it, because there were so many influences that went by and so much of your own DNA. What is the main message? Because there's definitely a message in this piece.
For me, the main message is kind of the same message that we have in every piece. Like, the way we are playing is a bit like semi-erased classical compositions. And stop it, for me, it's like, it's a message for a person, for one to like really choose peace, but peace within himself. And I think for that is a great combination of manifesting our life and as well accepting the moment. And that's exactly what we're trying to create as well within the music. So like half of the material is really written, but we're always, always taking the risk to make these mistakes and to invite the moment to grasp us and to do something different. So I think that's our message in general. And you could hear it in the other songs, in the happy song, in the sad song, in the dramatic one. The message is kind of the same.
And the lineup of your group is quite unique, I think. Piano, two cellos, vocalist, drums. When did you think of this concept?
Yes, so one of the most exciting things that happened to me when I moved to Amsterdam was that I could meet people who are classically trained, but they're improvisers at the same time. And I myself, like, I was classically trained, and I find it really beautiful because the way you approach improvisation is a bit different. And we started to work first as a quartet with Ori, Flavia, and Carolina. And it just worked, but mostly it worked because of the people. Like, I tried a lot of different ensembles. Since I'm like 16, I always like to make original music. But I think more than the instrumentation, the people are just like great. They're great friends of mine. Yeah. And that was the main reason for this instrumentation.
When you said it's partly composed, partly there's a lot of interaction. When you bring a piece to the band, is it important to have a sort of common idea about the piece? How does that interaction work when you bring it to the ensemble?
I think it's a good question to ask one of them, because for me it's like, I don't know.
Okay, Carolina, when David comes with a piece, how do you react? How do you work on it?
Okay. So David has this way of explaining things that's pretty crazy sometimes, and I kind of accept, or I understand him on this deep level that is not, that it comes from our friendship as well. So when he comes with this crazy piece, I kind of jump into this adventure with him, and I kind of grasp the meaning of it as we play it. So I definitely, in all of his pieces, I feel this kind of childlike curiosity and adventure, search for adventure. And I just kind of, without having to explain it so much, I resonate with the sensation that this childlike inner peace is kind of what brings us to all these other objectives of more outwardly peace as well, but from within. So I don't know, I guess I just understand him as a person to some extent. and it obviously translates to the music. Okay. Yeah.
Well, there you have it, David. What about that?
It's great to be understood.
The Rabbits. How did you come up with the name The Rabbits?
So our first song, or our second song actually, was called Riding at the Rabbit Forest at Dark. And just based on a story that me and my best friend, we biked, and we accidentally like skipped our turn. And we went out of Amsterdam, and then we were surrounded by a lot of rabbits. Okay. And I really like to write in these moments. Like, I usually go with my iPad or a sketchbook, and I just write something right away. right away. So this whole thing started with just like, ah, let's check some compositions. And then we applied for the Keep an Eye competition and we're like, ah, we need a name. And I'm not such a thinker. Like, I'm just like, the first idea that I have, I'm just like, ah, we have this song called The Rabbits. We're The Rabbits. That's it.
It's a great name that people will remember. Thank you for being here. And we're going to hear three more pieces. The first one is called Journey of Presence, right? Yep. Okay. The Rabbits, dames en heren. Thank you.
days like these, I'd usually help myself to all the chicken wings. You see, I'd gorge them down with a sweet glass of sparkling stuff. But the truth is that today's banquet was being held for all my other senses. I am an observer. I am all ears and hair and touch and air. I am a ghost of experience. My eyeball scopes a full 360 globe around it. I am suspended in midair.
everything, infinitely crawling at my feet. It's unaware of its cosmic spiraling infinity. Today, the day is blue. The grass is green, but my hands are deep below in the soil, covering myself from head to toe in sleet. Feeling dreary. Life's such a bore. I've got
Gaia Vada on the drums. Flavia Scatina and Odiron on the cello. Carolina Gemmel, vocals. And of course, David Zagrugenov on the keys and the composer of The Rabbits. Thank you so much. Zullen we nog een stuk laten horen? Ja? Graag, Plant Song.
alone at home without any plans. No, I found myself just staring at my plans.
The Rabbits van David Zaruganov with The Plant Song. Live hier in de jazzclub van het Prins Klaus Conservatorium in Groningen. Want daar waren wij vandaag te gast. En ik wil een aantal mensen bedanken. Alle muzikanten, geef ze nog één keer een applaus. All the musicians. En ik wil jullie, de luisteraars hier, bedanken dat jullie hier naartoe kwamen, ondanks de kou en de gladheid, om deze muziek met ons te beluisteren. Dank daarvoor. En ik dank natuurlijk ook Marieke van Dijk en Loes van Ras van het conservatorium. Frederik Wassenaar en Rudy Loor, die ervoor zorgden dat het er prachtig uitzag en mooi klonk hier in de zaal. De opnames gemaakt door Mark en Lucas Broer. De productie in handen van Martine van Zelst. En ik zou zeggen, blijf luisteren naar In Jazz, want we gaan nog veel meer op locatie opnemen. Dan komt onder andere die groep Martini Gray ook bij ons spelen. Blijf ons volgen. Je kan ook blijven mailen co@injazz.nl. Nogmaals, bedankt iedereen voor de warme ontvangst en jullie aandacht. Blijf luisteren naar goede Nederlandse jazz. Mijn naam is Code Kloet, zeg ik alleen nog. Gedag allemaal.